This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله وعلى رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us what benefit us from what He taught us and increase us in knowledge. I told him after the class, I guess he wants it now. If you go, I have to take it back. خلاص, I gave it to you already. Sit down, yalla. Sit down, listen. Subhanallah. You know the hadith of Ubay ibn Ka'b, radiallahu anhu warda, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Allah told me to come and ask you to recite Quran. So Ubay said, Allah mentioned my name? So Rasulullah said, yes, Allah mentioned your name. So he started crying. Why am I mentioning this? And subhanAllah, Rasulullah said, when we sit in a gathering like this, one of the things that take place is that Allah will mention our name to the angels. Allahu Akbar. Now look, this is a great honor. May Allah make us amongst these people, inshallah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. So we'll continue with the Surah Yusuf alayhi salam, one of the greatest stories in the Quran. And we finished last week ayah number 6, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَكَذَلِكَ يَجْتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ وَيُعَلِّمُكَ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ وَيُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَى آلِ يَعْقُوبِ كَمَا أَتَمَّهَا عَلَى أَبَوَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ وَإِسْحَاقِ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. Now, this ayah that we're starting with today is where the introduction for the story.
لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي يُوسُفَ وَإِخْوَتِهِ آيَاتٌ لِلسَّائِلِينَ.
In Yusuf and his brothers, there are آيات لِلسَّائِلِينَ, to the ones who ask. In the Quran, there is always ayatul liqawmi yu'minun, ayatul liqawmi ya'qilun, ayat. There is always, this is the only place in the Quran, ayatul lissa'ilin. The only place, ayatun lissa'ilin, for the ones who ask. They were asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And like we said before, that Allah told us and told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that neither you nor any of your people know about this story. إن كنت لمن الغافلين, you're not aware of it. Now look at this. لقد كان في يوسف وإخوته آيات للسائلين. Not لقد كان في قصة يوسف, in the story of Yusuf, in Yusuf himself. So Allah wants to direct all our attention to Yusuf عليه السلام. This is introduction. Get ready, the story is about to start. لقد كان في يوسف وإخوته آيات للسائلين. Ayat here, as we will see as we progress, ayat here means that there will be proofs and lessons and signs to whomsoever ask. Ask about what? Three things. Number one, the power of the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, that the indication that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the true messenger. And third, the indication that there will be many lessons and morals in the story. All these are altogether are ayat to prove the power of Allah, to prove that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling the truth. And there will be, as we will see and as we all know, that there are a lot of lessons and morals in the story of Yusuf. This is, if somebody tells you, what does ayat mean here? This is what it means. Now we come to the details.
إِذْ قَالُوا لَيُوسُفُ وَأَخُوهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَىٰ أَبِينَا مِنَّا وَنَحْنُ عُصْبَةٌ إن أبانا لفي ضلال مبين.
We said before that when you see إذ, the story is going to start. There's a story after إذ. Okay? Now, إذ قالوا, they said, لا يوسف, يوسف and his brother, because we said before that Yusuf عليه السلام and Binyamin were the only two brothers from the same mother and the same father. Okay. The rest were half-brothers. Yusuf and his brother Binyamin are more beloved to our father than us, even though we are Usba. What does Usba mean? A group. Yani we are more than them. Usba is usually 9, 10 Usba. And then they concluded, Inna abana lafi dalalim mubin. Subhanallah, ya akhwan. Look, what does the hasad, the envy lead to? Two wrong assumptions leading to a wrong conclusion. What's wrong with Yaqub loving Yusuf alayhi salam more? Nothing wrong. They use it, we are doing this. They're giving themselves an excuse. We are doing this because Yaqub, because our father loves Yusuf more. And the second reason we are doing this, we are Usba. How can he love one or two of them more than us, and we are more? So we are extra help to him, extra support to him. That, according to them, does not make any sense. And then those two things, they led them to conclude something very, very evil. Our father is fi dalal, yani he is incomplete. Here, listen carefully. Usually, when you say somebody, and in the Quran, in general, when you hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, someone is in dalal, dalal mubin, that means يعني he's out of the deen. يعني he's in dalal, he's complete astray. Here, the sons of Yusuf, the sons of Yaqub did not mean that their father is out of the deen. Impossible. They did something wrong, but they are not that evil, because if they said that, they're not Muslims anymore, they are kuffar. When you accuse a prophet that he's in dalal, he's going astray, that means you're against Islam. Okay, here what they meant by dalal mubin, our father is in complete error by loving Yusuf and his brother more than us. This is what it meant here, dalal mubin. Okay, it has to be very clear. So, إِذْ قَالُوا, they said, they unanimously agreed or decided that Yusuf and his brother are more beloved to our father than us. That is a complete error from our father. Subhanallah, ya akhwan. We go back to the envy. Look what the envy, the hasad, led to. The envy, it blinds the person so much that they decided to kill their brother. To kill their brother. And they accused the prophet, the father, which is a prophet, by something very evil, calling him that he has dalal and mubin. And it caused them in the future to lie to the father. That's, you know, he was eaten by the, you know, we're going to come to. So it caused them, the envy was blinding them so much that it made them want to plot to kill a brother. Call the father who's a prophet that he's in dalal. And future, they will be lying one lie after another. إذ قالوا ليوسف وأخوه ليوسف. The lamb here connected to Yusuf is for confirmation, certainty that Yusuf is definitely more beloved to our father than us. Now, let me ask you a question and derive a lesson, because this is the whole reason for this. Are you, as a father, are you allowed to love one child more than the other? Who say yes, raise your hand. Who say no, raise your hand. And the rest is all neutral. Love, don't love, forget about it. You are allowed. You are allowed. But, huh? You have to be very careful. You cannot show it. Okay? Inside Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he say? I love Aisha. He said this in the meaning of the hadith, he said, I have no control. This I have no control. It's in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But listen carefully. Even though I'm allowed to love one child more than the other, but when it comes to treatment, when it comes to gifts, when it comes to any kind of offers or anything, I have to have adl. I have to have justice, adl. I give this $10, I have to give this $10. Okay? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a man came and told him, Ya Rasulullah, I want you to be a witness on this, I want to give my son this hiba. He said, did you give all your other sons the same? He said, no. He said, I will not be witness on something like this. Huh? So you are allowed, because there's something in the heart. Sometimes they do something very cute, huh? Especially the last one, make you love them more. Subhanallah, sometimes you have to be very careful, ya akhwan. As fathers, we have to be very careful. The boy needs a special attention than the girl, and the girl needs special attention than the older girl, and the guy who goes to college is treated differently than the small one. You have to be very smart when it comes to parenthood. It's an art. You have to be very smart. How to be balanced, and at the same time, what you have in your heart is in your heart, you know. You're allowed, you could love them more, but do not let your love cause the others to have envy. And this is exactly what happened, okay? Now, when we have envy, why envy is such a terrible disease? Why? Why envy is, I'm asking you, why do you think envy is so evil, and besides it, what kind of destruction it does? Why, by itself, why it's so bad? No. Why envy is so bad? The thought of envy, why? Huh? Close, very close. Yusuf.
Because you get so much
No. Okay, both together. When you are envious, that means you're accusing Allah that He's not Alim, He's not Hakim, and He's not Adl. Why you gave Him, not me? Right? This is the danger of envy, because it's going into aqidah. It's going into Asma' wa Sifat, Asma' Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is no, you can't touch that. You're accusing Allah that He's not fair. Why you give it to him, not to me? I deserve it also. I worked hard. So you're finding shortcoming in the name of Al-Hakim, in the name of Al-Alim, in the name of Al-Khabir. All these, Allah is perfect in His ilm, in His hikmah, and in His decisions, in whatever He decrees. So when you are envious, that means, no, Ya Allah, this was wrong. No, astaghfirullah al-azim. That's why the envy is extremely, extremely dangerous. Now, Usba, nahnu Usba. We are a large group of people, and how can he love him more than us? And we outnumber them. We are older than them. We are more useful than them. Inna abana lafi. Inna, for sure, 100% ta'kid. Lafi, the lamb. 100% our father, by making this decision, have committed a major error. Now, they gathered and they want to come up with the plan. What's the plan?
اقتلوا يوسف اقتلوا يوسف واطرحوه أرضا يخل لكم وجه أبيكم وتكونوا من بعده قوما صالحين.
So, أجمعوا. They decided, they made إجماع unanimously. اقتلوا يوسف. Kill Yusuf. They have two options. They're putting the options on the table. First option, kill Yusuf. Second option, throw him ardan. Ard by itself is ard, right? Any kind of earth, ground is ard, right? Or al-ard means earth. So ardan, that means anywhere. We don't know where. Doesn't matter where. Just throw him somewhere. Throw him somewhere. اقتلوا يوسف أو اطرحوه أرضا يخلو لكم وجه أبيكم وتكونوا من بعده قوما صالحين. Kill Yusuf or throw him in a piece of land. After that, listen to this word here. يخلو لكم وجه أبيكم. يعني your father's, if you want to translate it literally, word by word, your father's face will be yours. And then after that, you will become righteous group of people, قوم صالحين. Now, first of all, they did not know that love does not disappear if the person disappears. They thought by killing Yusuf, as if the love of Yaqub will stop. And we saw what happened, right? Subhanallah, it increased. The love for Yusuf increased. Love does not end. If you real love, does not end by the person disappearing. Second, between اقتلوا ولا تقتلوا, which is the ayah after it, they are deciding, one say kill, one say do not kill. Between this and that, the most oppressive plot took place. They ruined a child's life. They ruined their father's life. They ruined the family. Look what envy could cause. All these decisions, just by this decision, they caused all these things to take place. Now, Yusuf alayhi salam, while they are making all this plot, he's playing somewhere. He has no clue that the brothers are plotting to kill him. He has no idea. Subhanallah. And listen to this, ya akhwan. While they are plotting, it did not ever cross their mind that Allah will record that plot in a book that will be recited till the day of judgment. اقتلوا لا تقتلوا. They're just deciding, did it ever cross their mind that some people in Plano 2,000-3,000 years later will be discussing what we're discussing now? And Allah, to honor the brother that we are trying to harm, He named the surah after him. Were they thinking about that? Subhanallah. اقتلوا يوسف. One of the main lessons from this ayah, this is the lesson of tonight. Let me ask you so we can interact. I'm going to repeat, okay? Kill Yusuf alayhi salam, and then your father will be yours in another, he will be having more attention to you. And then after that, you will become righteous people. What is the lesson here? Or what do we conclude from this ayah? Or what does it seem like?
You cannot commit a sin thinking you're going to ask for
forgiveness. Very clear, right? I'm going to go and steal, drink alcohol, smoke, do all these things, and after that, astaghfirullah. I'm gonna go to Hajj. I'll go to Hajj and come back. Khalas. Huh? Let's kill Yusuf. Huh? Then we will make istighfar. We'll become qawmun salihin. How many times we think like this? Just one more video on YouTube. I will watch and then khalas, I'll make istighfar. Astaghfirullah. One more cigarette. One more this. One more that. As if I have a guarantee that I'm going to live to get to that istighfar. The true believer.
وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ.
The ones who commit a sin, immediately, astaghfirullah, not let me commit. They don't have a mindset, let me do this and then I will repent. This is a shaitan plot that is working till now. Look how old is this plot. From the days of Yusuf alayhi salam. Same plot. It's okay, go ahead. Do this, do this, do that, and then khalas, you will repent, you pray 2 rak'ah tawbah, you go to Hajj, you go to Umrah, you make istighfar 1,000 times, you give $500 sadaqah, everything will be. This is from that days of Yusuf. The shaitan is still using the same trick, and we're still falling for it. He's still using the same trick, same trick. Do this, and then you will make istighfar.
يَخْلُ لَكُمْ وَجْهُ أَبِيكُمْ.
Why? He did not say, يَخْلُ لَكُمْ أَبِيكُمْ. Or يَخْلُ لَكُمْ يَدُ أَبِيكُمْ أَوْ رَأْسُ أَبِيكُمْ, his head. Why يَخْلُ لَكُمْ وَجْهُ أَبِيكُمْ. Subhanallah. Because this is where you see the emotions. This is when I look, I can tell if you're smiling, you love me, you care about me. So when you get rid of Yusuf and you kill him, all that love that your father have in his face will be all yours. وَجْهُ أَبِيكُمْ. When you're talking to someone, imagine you're talking to me, you're talking to me and then I'm looking like this and I'm not concentrating. It's very disrespectful. But when I'm giving you my face and I'm giving you all my attention, I'm giving you my wajh, that means I'm really interested in what you're saying. I'm very attentive. So, وَجْهُ أَبِيكُمْ. It will be all yours. All the attention of your father will be yours. يَخْلُ لَكُمْ وَجْهُ أَبِيكُمْ وَتَكُونُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ قَوْمًا صَالِحِينَ. You will be khalas. You will be the best salihin, righteous people. They wanted the attention directed to them. Now, I will mention a little bit about the next ayah, and we will discuss it in details next week. قال قائل منهم لا تقتلوا يوسف وألقوه في غيابة الجب يلتقطه بعض السيارة. Let me just take the first part. So one of them said, no, don't kill Yusuf. Just throw him somewhere in the well. Somebody maybe will pick him up. So one lesson here. Now they all agreed, let's kill Yusuf. But one of them stood up and said, no, let's not kill Yusuf. What does that mean? If the community is deciding to do something wrong, right? Something evil, something not on the sunnah, right? What do we say usually? What's my voice gonna do? What is it gonna do? I'm alone, me or two or three brothers. What are we gonna do against this 200? We're not gonna be able to change anything. Right? This is wrong. This is wrong. It's exactly what happened. Did they kill him? No. They went with that opinion. لا تقتلوا يوسف. So get up and say, this is a formula. If you cannot stop the evil, at least decrease it, diminish it, right? This brother noticed that khalas, they decided they want to kill Yusuf. And he doesn't want them to kill Yusuf. He could have said, khalas, everybody agreed already. What is my word going to do? But he said, let me say no. Let me just give my opinion. Do not kill Yusuf, alayhi salam. So he voiced his opinion. He said something. And they went by it. It was effective. لا تقتلوا يوسف. So when you are right and you see something evil, try at least to make the evil less. If you cannot stop the evil, killing a brother, killing a person in general is evil. If you can convince them not to kill him, that will be great. So he gave them an option. Don't kill Yusuf, throw him somewhere. So he tried to lessen the evil. And this is one of the lessons from this ayah that we will be discussing next week. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept us alive, inshallah. Inshallah ta'ala, as usual, ya akhwan, I remind you always about the Fajr in Jama'ah. It's 6 o'clock. And praying Fajr in Jama'ah, wallahi, is one of the greatest ibadat you could ever perform. You're under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will give you nur, inshallah, on the day of judgment. And you will get the same ajr as if you stayed from now all the way till Fajr praying, just by coming to Fajr and Jama'ah, plus a special of Jumu'ah, specifically Friday, is the most beloved to Allah, the Salat of Jumu'ah, of Fajr in Jama'ah. And finally, as I always remind you and remind myself, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. What are they? Ah, mashallah. Can you believe it? Subhanallah. Wallahi, I feel like the 3 days of Shawwal were like just yesterday. Now, 3 days of Dhul Qa'dah. Subhanallah. So, the 3 white days of Dhul Qa'dah will be Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I know it's a weekend. And it's hard. Everybody's eating and you're home and a challenge. Are you going to do it? Allahu Akbar. Yani, there's no forcing. It's not a fard. But keep in mind, inshallah ta'ala, there's a lot of ajr. And by the way, next month, Dhul Hijjah, you're going to skip the 3 white days. This is the only month, plus of course Ramadan, that you skip the 3 white days. Why? Because Ayyam al-Tashriq, after Eid, you're not allowed to fast. And the 13th is one of the ayyam al-tashriq. You could fast 14, 15, but 13 is not included in the package. So inshallah ta'ala, make the intention that you will fast Saturday, Sunday, and Monday inshallah, and come to Fajr tomorrow morning. Jazakumullah khair. Barakallah feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Shudan la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu alaikum.